I think if we're truly honest with ourselves, we don't really trust God. We don't really trust God, especially the way the apostles did in our gospel today. They trusted God completely. They trusted what our Lord said to them, and they trusted they would be taken care of. We don't do that. Now, we trust in ourselves. In fact, here, you know, especially here in Montana, we pride ourselves on being individuals, individualistic. You know, we're self-sufficient. I don't need any other help. I can handle it myself. I trust myself that I can get it done. Maybe there are other people we do trust, but ultimately we trust ourselves. Maybe there are things we trust. You know, we might talk about a car being, you know, trustworthy and reliable, that we know we can jump in that car and it will fire right up, regardless what the weather's like. It will get us where we need to go. We can trust that that car will do what we need it to do until it starts becoming unreliable, and then we sell it and buy a new one. We talk about maybe organizations being trustworthy, whether it is a government or a corporation or a private organization. We trust them. We trust what they say they're going to do, and so on. But are we willing to put that kind of trust in God? Are we willing to trust that God will give us what we need when we need it? Are we willing to trust that God will guide us to what is best for us and knows what is best for us more than we do? Are we willing to put that kind of trust in God? Again, look at the apostles. They were sent out two by two, and they had to trust God. Because look at what they were allowed to take. They were allowed to take the clothes on their back. They were allowed to wear a pair of sandals. And they were allowed to carry a walking stick. That was it. No extra clothes, no food, no money, nothing. They had to live very simply and trust in God. And so they did. They went off in trusting that God would provide for them. They worked miracles. They cured the sick. They cast out demons. They went out and proclaimed the gospel, and it was effective because they trusted that God would give them what they need and would lead them to where they needed to go. And so they did. God truly does want what's best for us. We might not understand that. We might not understand what God wants. We might not understand what is best for us. But God does. He knows what is best for us. And he wants to give it to us. He wants us not merely to survive. Not merely to have the essentials we need. Food and water and shelter and clothing and so on. But to thrive. To become a better person. To draw closer to him. To seek to do his will. We know that he wants what's best for us. Because as St. Paul reminds us, he adopted us to himself. St. Paul says, he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ. We call our God Father because he truly is our Heavenly Father who has adopted us as his sons and daughters. When we were baptized, we entered into the family of God. We were adopted as children of God. And so like any good father, God wants what's best for us. He wants us to have the best in this life and, of course, the best in the next to spend eternity with him. Even if we don't always understand. You know, those of you who are your parents, you understand what it's like where children don't quite get where the parents are coming from. Children want to go one way, parents want them to go another. Now, I'd argue most of you, if not all of you, you want what's best for your children. You want your children to have a good life. And I'm sure there are times when your children don't understand why you're expecting them to do something they don't want to do. Or go somewhere they don't want to go. Or worse yet, eat food they don't like. You understand that. And yet, don't we act like that sometimes towards God? A lot of times. We act like the rebellious teenager. I'm going to go this way because this is what I want. I don't care what God thinks. I don't care what he thinks is best for me. I know what's best for me. And I want to do this. I like this, so I'm going to go do this. We act like that all the time. The challenge for us is not to act like that, not to be rebellious, but to trust in God and follow His will. Because He does know what's best for us better than we know ourselves. God knows us better than we know ourselves. So He knows better than us what's best for us. Now, to be clear, sometimes we don't always understand where God wants us to go. Sometimes it's murky. We're unsure. We just have to trust. We have to step out in faith. Sometimes God wants us to go where we don't want to go. Look at the prophet Amos in the first reading. I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. He was happy where he was at. He was happy being a shepherd. He was happy being a gardener, a dresser of sycamore. He was happy with that. It was contentment to him. But God called him to something different, a much, much more difficult life by being a prophet. When I look at my own vocation to the priesthood, how I began that discernment, I see a parallel there. Because I didn't want to be a priest. When I first started thinking about becoming a priest, when I first started discernment, I did not want to be a priest. I was happy where I was at. I was enjoying my job. So I could kind of paraphrase Amos by saying, I was no priest, nor have I belonged to a religious community. I was a computer administrator and an engineer of networks. The Lord took me from the server room and said to me, go serve as priest to my people, the body of Christ. It was a difficult choice to become a priest. I did not want to be standing here. I preferred being down there, kind of in the middle somewhere where I could kind of hide. No one here knows that, do you? But God called me to be a priest. And I trusted that He knew what was best for me. That is what it means to be a disciple. Not just, you know, accounted as a Christian, as the opening prayer says. I love that phrase, being accounted as a Christian. Not just being a Christian because we're baptized, but being a disciple, a true follower of Christ, means trusting that God knows better than we do. And He knows what's best for us more than we do. And that will lead to sacrifice. That will lead to difficult decisions. We will have to give things up, especially things that we want to hold on to. Things that we enjoy, things that we desire. We will have to let them go. But when we do that, we receive so much more. We receive God's grace, which brings a joy beyond any human expression and human emotion. It's better than anything we can experience in this world. When we make that choice to trust in God, we better understand how we are called to serve God and serve our neighbor, to love God and to love our neighbor. We realize how much more we can do to serve our parish, to serve our community, to serve those around us, and to serve God Himself. It leads us to draw closer to Christ and then to go out as the apostles did to proclaim the gospel. Now, one thing we need to recognize that as disciples, our primary role after getting ourselves to heaven is to proclaim the gospel, is to go out and to proclaim the good news of Christ and bring others to Christ. That is the purpose of this parish, is to develop disciples. That's why we exist. To develop those who are here as disciples and to go out and make new disciples, bring more people in. And if we're not doing that, we're failing as a parish. Because the purpose of a parish is to make disciples, to proclaim the good news of the gospel. This parish was established in Malta to proclaim the gospel. And we need to be doing it if this parish is going to remain here. We need to go out and proclaim the gospel because that is our call as disciples, to trust in God as the apostles did and to bring people to Christ. We need to trust in God unconditionally. That is our job. We need to realize also that He knows what is best for us. And what is best for us is to serve Him as true disciples in the world.